Hey, what's up, guys? I'm Tahir Moore.
And I'm Patrick Cloud.
And this is another episode of Damn, Internet, You Scary. Ladies and gentlemen, we got a very special guest in the house from Chi-Town, Chicago, home
Windy
of
City.
One of the best creators of comedians, hands down. His brother has been doing it for, for sure over 10 years. Has been killing it all over. I don't even want to say from coast to coast. He goes out of the country and does it as well. Been out here for the last couple of years doing his thing. And if you actually saw my birthday comedy show at Flappers, because I was streaming it to my Patreon, you guys are already familiar with him. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together. Welcome to the show for the very first time, Mr. Kevin Damn Fool Simpson.
Yeah, what up, man?
Yeah, man. So you changed it back to the full name now.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm 41. I figured.
Yeah, you don't want to be a damn fool your whole life.
I can't keep being damn fool.
Yeah, at some point you got to learn something.
Like, I learned a little bit in the last 20 years. You know what I'm saying?
Like, how you been, man? How's everything been going, man? And everything.
I've been good, man. You know, like, as you know, I took a little time off, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying, to deal with some personal issues. And, you know, those things are doing better. So
yeah.
I'm back, you know what I'm saying, in full effect.
Okay.
Feeling good.
You're still observing Ramadan right now, right?
Yeah, today is my last day.
Well, yeah, see, that's why I ain't had no liquor for you. Because I was like, yeah, I got to respect the homie right now. We drank all the other shows.
You see, I'm looking at your glass.
Yeah, you asked me, what you drinking? None of your business? That's what I'm saying. You ain't finna get me in trouble with Allah.
Yeah, it's my last day. When the sun go down tonight, I'm back in the food.
How long was it?
No, today is the last day for yeah, today's the last day.
Today's the last day for him, regardless.
Right. if it ain't, all praise be to Allah, it's my last day.
Inshallah, today's right. The last day.
How long was Ramadan?
It's usually the whole month, like about 30 days.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So it's been a struggle. Like last year was a little easier for me. This year, mm-hmm. It was rough.
I didn't realize he was Muslim, and me and him met. Just talk about work and shit like that. And we met at the Waffle, one of my favorite places to go for food. And I was like, man, get you something. He's like, nah, I'm good. And I was like, halfway through the conversation, I was like, oh shit, I forgot you're observing. He's like, yeah. I was like, nah, I got a big ass mimosa. I got waffles, eggs, sausage. I'm in that bitch like, yeah,
it's,
yeah.
It's
so
piled up too.
What other food? What other ideas you got? I had no idea. Completely forgot.
I'm gonna try to drink toothpaste every morning.
So what is? I'm sorry, I'm a little ignorant. What is actually cut out for Ramadan?
You know, like I honestly everything,
mm-hmm.
like you know what I'm saying. And I'm not the best myself because I come from a Christian family that converted when I was probably around 14.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying. And around that time, I was just getting into the streets and gang banging, so I was kind of like in between both. It was like I was a vice lord and a Muslim. You know what I'm saying? Like,
shoot niggas in the name of Allah, Allah honorable prayer.
So, but yeah, it's pretty much everything. You know what I'm saying? You can't eat or drink between sunup and sundown.
Okay.
I have to give up sex for the month.
Hmm.
You try to give up all bad thoughts and anything like that. Just try to be as the best person you can, pretty much.
Yeah. Okay.
And it's rough, especially when you like work and where we doing what we do.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You're out in the club, you're dealing with people and their ignorance. You know,
yeah,
it's a lot.
Yeah. It's hard not to call a motherfucker sometimes.
Yeah,
or a stupid motherfucker.
No cussing too, huh?
Yeah, no smoking weed. Like, and you know me, man.
What's the hardest to give up out of all that? Because that was all a lot of good stuff.
Sex and weed?
The sex and the weed, yeah. Okay. Definitely. You know, especially like when your girl ain't Muslim.
she walk around the house, she sees you?
Yeah, she walking around the house trying to tempt you, trying to break your spirit.
Do my titties look bigger today?
Like, damn.
Okay. You make me break this fast.
It's going to be a problem.
That's dope, man. Well, congratulations, man, having one more day. That means tomorrow if you come out to the event, man, we can pull up a little bit.
Yeah, yeah, we can do a little something.
It's going to be a good time. I invited some of my homies and homegirls that sing and shit. It's just a dope-ass thing. I was telling them about this joint I go to. They do jam sessions on Tuesday, so the first 20 minutes is like the person who puts it on and like three or four other members of a band, they all just jam together, do covers. Then they take a small intermission and allow people to like sign up on lists. People go up, they sing, then the band jumps in and jumps out. There's multiple people in the band. So at any given time, you probably got 15 to 20 musicians there. That's crazy. So they just hop in and hop out of songs and shit like that. So it's a super dope thing, and it's I love live music. I feel like there's nothing better than live music. So it's super dope to see, and people just go up, show their talent, and share it with the world. So it's a beautiful thing, man.
Oh, yeah.
We get to take a night off, man. You ain't got to be in front of the crowd, man, entertaining the folks, bro.
I love live music, man. It's like the best form of music there is. You know? Yeah. Like, I'd rather sit and do that than anything.
Yeah,
I agree. On any given night.
You know? I agree. I listen, I'm going to tell you what. If it came down to, like, performing or watching somebody else perform live music, it's going to be a tough one for me. Yeah. Because it really depends on, like, if I got some new jokes or I'm in a groove. But I also like to, like, relax, man. And it's a great way for me to relax. So, shout out to Chloe for putting that together every Tuesday except the last Tuesday. And I'm not going to say the name of the place because you'll find out when you find out. I be gatekeeping. I ain't gonna hold you. Hey, gatekeeping on good times and food spots.
Bruh,
I don't be giving that shit out like
I'm
that.
I'm like that with a lot of things. Like stuff I find like that's mine. Don't you hate when like you like something and then they get exposed to the rest of the world?
Bruh.
It's like you don't really want to share it with them. Like,
man, one Instagram, I won't say their name because then they'll know who did it. He exposed one of my favorite food spots. And I'm like, this is a place I can go in anytime and go get my food. And lately, it's been a line when I walked up. So I went to that video.
It wasn't Keith Lee, was it?
No, it wasn't Keith Lee. But I walked up, I definitely reported that video.
That's too much. That's a lot. That is a lot.
I don't care, nigga.
Just trying to make content.
This is my spot. At the show, you weren't slated to go up. But I was like, yo, you want to go up? I got some time.
Right.
And you went up, and you were one of the more memorable sets. First of all,
hilarious.
The whole show was fucking hilarious. But you went up, you sat down, got comfortable, and proceeded to destroy the fucking stage.
So
bro. It was amazing.
I appreciate that.
I remember we did a college together. Was that Champagne? I think Murph was there. And
I think we ruined them kids' lives.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, one of them was pregnant, so it wasn't just us.
She was pregnant and had a baby in the front row.
So
like, but you know what? I told the crowd, I said, out of all of y'all here, she the only one going to make it. The rest of y'all going to drop out.
Yeah.
Like, she got a purpose.
Yeah. You know like, she got a purpose. And she's already fighting against adversity. She was like, I'm still going to finish strong.
Yeah.
Most people wouldn't do that.
I bet if we found her right now, she's straight.
Oh, yeah. She's the CEO. She's
That's
funny. She's a regional manager.
We do an intro song every episode, and it's just freestyling. So I will make a beat, and Patrick kick it off, and then he's gonna pass it to you. The main thing is just to rhyme "Damn Internet, You Scary" at some point in the rap in the freestyle. So you can rhyme "Damn Internet, You Scary." Had a big booty bitch named Mary. Had a hairy partner named Harry, or whatever. Like at some point, you're just trying to rhyme that, and that's the only goal. Now I'm gonna let you know. We're not good, nigga.
Nah.
All right, so let's take.
No pressure.
Take all the anxious ass off. No
like,
pressure.
Wait, what a minute.
Don't think of Sway in the morning. None of that.
Yeah. We ain't done that right there. The shit is mediocre at best, but we have a good time doing it. It's just a great way to like just open up the show and get the goofies and sillies out. So I'm going to kick a beat off. And since you're from Chicago, I think I'm going to go with, shit, let's see. I wanted to go with a twister beat.
Who's that?
Overnight Celebrity.
Yeah.
Oh, but I could do a Kanye beat. I'm just trying to think, well.
Drive Slow.
I'm surprised at how good you are this.
Trying to think, what good Kanye beat can I do? Flashing lights, no. Girls in Hot
Flashing
Drugs.
Flashing lights is slow enough.
Dum, 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 dum,
it would just beep.
No, that's Girls in Hot Girls.
Yeah, it's kind of simple, though.
That is kind of simple. I need something else.
Flashing.
Maybe Gold Digger. Let me see if I can do Gold Digger real quick.
Okay.
Nope, shit, I lost it that fast. Shit, dang, mom. I think it's too much for me to do at that point. Right
Kanye
there.
Is very complicated.
Yeah.
It's mainly like vocal samples and shit.
I'm going to just have to do, I think, Black Skinhead. I can do that one. All
right. Yeah. We in the cave right now. We got damn fool in here. We about to kick it off. Okay, kind of familiar. Hey, there it is. Yeah. Yeah, you ready, my dreaded brother?
Let's go.
If you don't watch this show, you a damn tool. We in this bitch with damn fool. If you don't watch this, you not fun. In the comments, who got the better top bun? This ain't fire, it's incendiary. You are now watching damn internet, you scary. I'ma pass it to my left. I'ma pass it to my left. What you got, guest?
Y'all said this would be easy. Y'all lied to me. Y'all doing me greasy. Yeah, you gotta break it down for me.
Beat fast as hell, right?
I got that 80s flow. Yeah. I put the 80s, yo.
Hey.
But it's old as hell. But I'm trying. Hey. Let's see. My name's Kevin. And that's because I changed it from Larry.
Yeah.
Damn internet, you scary.
You scary.
I got it off.
Yeah.
Got it off.
Yeah. A bar is all we need.
I got it off.
Say, Jesus Christ. I ain't never been under that much pressure in my life.
That shit was fast as hell.
That nigga say, all right, let's see. Larry, internet you scary. Yeah. There we go, goddamn it. We got it in. You got it in? No, that's all that matters. Yeah.
It's the one finger of death.
Oh, that's hilarious.
That's funny. This you?
Yeah, that's me.
We talked about your phone before, though. Yeah.
What's wrong with it? It's old?
Yeah, that's like an iPhone 4.
Yeah. Yeah.
No,
yeah.
I don't got a home button. It's
not
that
old. Well, yeah, I mean, but you just got one. Oh. It's like, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm a hundred. Hey, listen. Let me tell you something.
My nigga ended up with a damn.
They didn't
ended
need
up with the Kevin Hart damn.
Yeah, he did, right?
This case didn't need that much space over there.
Right. Look, that's what I be saying. It's like, it ain't
why, even. Like, why they doing you like that?
They did me wrong, man.
Fraudulent ass case.
That's what happens when you go buy your case from ABC Phones instead of like the real phone
ABC
store.
ABC Phones? Yeah.
One, two, three
one
connections.
Model. It just fits everything. Yeah. They just got ABC one model, though. You just
crazy.
Push that bitch in if you need to. That's
global
what
communications. Called. That's what it was called.
Man, listen, bro, because I know you as well as I feel like I do, I feel like we can get real about some shit, man. Comedy is crazy right now. Rappers are beefing right now.
Man.
The males and the females are going crazy online. Like, what's going on right now with everything, man?
I don't know, man. It kind of, like, comedy done turned into the rap game. It's
kind of
like, yeah, it's like comedy shows out of Source Awards now. It's crazy. You know what I'm saying? Like,
the Cat Williams interview? Yeah, it's or was like, it bad before that?
I think, and not like to say like Cat did anything wrong, but I think Cat kind of ushered this in some years ago with the whole thing with Steve Harvey. You know what I'm saying? That's why, like, when everybody started going crazy about the interview, I was like, I don't know where y'all been, but he said all of this 10 years ago. He did a whole rap about Puffy and
People
JD.
Forget that Cat was—he was like working with Cameron in there. He was like damn near signed to Diplomat.
He had the Dipset chain.
They put the chain on his neck. So it's like I think everybody just kind of—I think what it is with him more than anything is just like I'm speaking my truth. It's like everybody talking crazy about me, and I ain't had a chance to say nothing because if you think about it, we ain't seen him in years.
Right? On that type of platform.
So, like, it's like, I think at this point, he just like, hey, man, I'm finna go ham. And now everybody's scrambling trying to, rebuttal.
Trying to get a retort off and all of that. But then also, this amount of time that he had to really expound upon
and
things.
Think about
a lot of times when you're in an interview, it's like an hour long, 30 minutes to an hour long.
I see it as a special.
This shit was a CNN. They canceled all the other shows that were supposed to come on. This was 2.5 hours of just Cat Williams being able to pontificate. Pontificate upon all of don't. Hey, what are we doing, man?
Pontificate.
Did he take it out his word bubble?
Yeah, that'd be the thing.
Is what you wanted.
My mind be like, yeah, use this word. My tongue be like, I ain't saying that shit.
Right, you're not gonna embarrass us.
This is my favorite Cat Williams special, by the way. I see it as a comedy special. I see it as a comedy special. Yeah. Like, it just had a little back and forth.
And then you got to think when you're dealing with somebody that intelligent,
yeah,
who's had time to sit down and think.
Yeah,
it's dangerous.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? It's certain people who I don't, you know, I don't
he
want
had
no
an
smoke
answer
with.
For he everything. And I also like that he didn't, like, just quickly rush to answer something. He took his time, he gathered himself, and then he gave. And so it seemed very authentic, even though, you know, it was kind of, it was crazy as hell.
Yeah.
It didn't seem like, you know how like when somebody like goes on a platform and they're like, they have beef with somebody.
Yeah.
It's like the interviewer damn near doesn't
have to do anything.
They don't even like ask. They'll just be like, how you been? And they'll just like unload. Yeah. He was like, fuck very Usher. Like,
from
yeah.
The first,
it was just like, wait, where'd that come
first
from?
First 30 seconds. It was just like, it didn't waste no time, bro.
I like that when he was like, Diddy gonna want to party with you. This is before.
And you got to tell
you
him
got
no.
To tell him no.
You got to tell him
now,
no.
Now, I will say this. It's been on some like Simpsons shit with how much he's been accurate with or how much has come into fruition since he's had that interview. That shit has been crazy because I didn't foresee the Diddy thing going like this. Like, it's been one thing after another. And, I mean, just also like how he sent so many comedians into a tizzy afterwards. It almost feels like Shannon's platform is a place for comics to come and air out their grievances rather than, I don't know, talk about everything else.
Club
they got coming
Shay Shay seemed like my messy auntie's living room.
Was it like that before?
I got a messy auntie named Cheryl, and like that's her living room.
Yeah,
Club Shay Shay. Everybody come over there and talk shit about
got
everybody.
Got a messy auntie named Cheryl. It was like, well, here's the thing. So again, most interviews are typically like an hour long, so you don't really get into that type of stuff. But also, most interviews are typically held by a comedian or an actor in the world. So they don't want to ask questions or prompt questions that could offend one of their friends.
Yeah, exactly.
Shannon coming from football, that type of background.
That's true.
You know, he might be friends with the people. He did his best to be neutral. But like, you know, you feel like, I get off on this motherfucker. And I feel like he did. Like, people been trying to get off ever since then. And it's crazy, the remarks and the reaction that it's having, it like people are, you know, taking their responses to other platforms and things like that. I know Lil and Corey had some words, and Corey, you know, aired his grievance on his show, and it's just been like, damn, bro. It's almost like you go on there, you can set the record straight and stop fucking with whoever you want to fuck with. You could just call him like, hey, I don't think we should, you know what I'm saying, but you go on Shay Shay, it's definitely going to get done.
I feel like the bar has been set almost too high.
Like,
because it's like, it's almost like when I see people go on there now, or I see people do interviews on other shows, it's like they're reaching for that.
Yeah.
To the point where it's almost like you killing what it could have been by trying to be that.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's like, just do the interview. Just be you. Have fun.
It's not likely that we're going to get another one of those interviews of that magnitude this year. So I agree. Mm-hmm. Like, comics need to go on there and just do what you need to do.
Yeah, just
go on
there and chill out.
Yeah, like, you're not going to reach that again. And I think Shannon's team did a great job of marketing with the clips first.
Yeah.
And then getting people to go back and watch the whole thing. Because, like, what is it at? 9 million views now?
No, it's the second highest viewed interview on YouTube next to Joe Rogan. It's like 50 million or something.
Wow. Jeez,
man. Yeah, that's crazy.
Let me double check.
Let me see. I'm pulling it up right
65.
Now. 65 million views.
Dang. And then that's crazy. 65 M's is
And
nuts.
Can we even call it an interview? I think he asked one question in 2 hours. How you been, Cat?
Come on, Cat.
Oh, shit.
Come on, Cat. Don't.
He's so funny. But I like how he listens. You know what I mean? Like, there's a lot of like podcasts and interviewers at that level that it's just like, it's like both of them. You know, it's like two personalities battling. Mm-hmm. But he was just like, oh, shit, Cat's got some shit to say.
He let him
get
it off.
Like, he backed off a little bit and just let him do it. And until he was just like, did the whole thing. Like, come on, Cat.
Come
There's
on
no
now,
way
Cat.
That's true.
Come on now, Cat. Cat, you read 15,000 books in one year, Cat.
Damn.
Come on now, Cat.
I think we all was like.
I never thought of that. Like, him being from football does make it a lot better.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. He has a different, like, he doesn't have the immediate relationship with the comics on a professional level the way we do. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to do things to, you know, keep the peace for the most part, not rock the boat, because we need to get booked. We need to continue to get people out. If that person's from their hometown, we got a show there. He might reach out to people like, yeah, we don't go to that type of shit. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, thankfully we don't have like a 50 Cent in comedy other than like maybe Corey, right? But 50 Cent, the petty shit that 50 did at the Ja Rule concert when he bought out the whole first row.
Oh, he's still going.
I know, but I'm talking about this is years ago.
His Diddy run right now is crazy.
It's crazy.
He's in the club with the bottle girls lifting up No Diddy and stuff like that. He's going in.
Bro, that's fucking crazy. And here's the thing, because you see him on the interview, and he got on the suit and everything, and it's such a duality of worlds.
He's so Curtis.
I love it.
Like,
He's Curtis Jackson. He's not 50 anymore.
Yeah, he's not Curtis 50 Jackson, anymore. He's great. So Curtis.
Right, I literally now. Wait for him to get into beefs with people. I'm just hey, like, yes.
I enjoy petty. Like, petty is my favorite thing. Like, I'd rather get you back and you not know it than I do. And I'm happy with that. Like,
wow.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm that petty. I did. It happened with me at my job one time. Like, I had a dude at my job. Me and him didn't get along.
Uh-huh.
And we, like, really didn't get along. And so one day, his girlfriend, his new girlfriend, mm-hmm. her parents came to town,
mm-hmm.
and he was like, "Oh, it's Christmas. We know you don't have any family out here. Why don't you come to the house for Christmas?" And I said yes, but I wasn't planning on going. But then I thought about it. I was like, "This would be the best way I can get him back, like, cause we don't care for each other." Imagine, it's Christmas. It's your first Christmas with your girlfriend, first time meeting her parents, and the one person you don't like
the
is
most.
There.
Yeah.
And I jumped in every picture every time he went.
Oh, you went?
I'm talking about it. So
you
from
for sure,
now
you
on,
went?
For the rest of your life, when you look back on this mm-hmm. moment,
I was there.
I'm there.
I shared it with him.
52 of these teeth in every picture. I mean, I jumped in pictures they had nothing to do with me. I danced with his mama all night. I smoked weed with his daddy on the porch.
Whose parents invited you? Hers or his?
Hers.
But oh,
his
wow.
was there too. So I put on my nicest suit. I showed up with champagne.
Was it a party?
He's so nice. He's a great guy. It was Christmas.
It was Christmas dinner.
Was there like a bunch of guests or
yes.
is it just you?
Okay. It was his whole they families were meeting for the first time.
That's
and
crazy.
I was like, yep, I'll be there.
That's and you had fun?
I had a ball.
Was he mad?
Yes,
you tell?
He sat in the corner the entire time, upset. Every time he started talking, I'd cut him off. Yeah, no, that was a good movie. Let me tell you what I liked about it.
That's crazy.
I'm pretty sure his parents still talk about me when he go home now.
Oh, man. Pull up, fella.
I love
That's
petty.
That's insane.
Hey, I'm petty, man. I am petty.
That's great, man.
All right, let's get right to it. Sex. We love it, right? We all love it. It is amazing. One of the treasures and most beautiful things about life. Let's just be honest about it, right? And it's even better when it's good. Fellas, let me tell you something, all right? I elevated my sex game, which I already felt was pretty good, by taking Blue Chew. I'm not going to cap you, okay? I ain't going to try to sell you extra hard. All I can do is tell you about my experience. All right, Blue Chew is a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra, Cialis, and Levitra, but in chewable tablets and at a fraction of the cost. So if you can get something that's going to give you the same results as something else, but at a fraction of the cost and it's chewable, come on, man. That right there should have sold you. But just in case it didn't, all right, I want to let you know how simple the process is. You go to BlueChew.com, all right? You take a quick survey. After the survey, you'll get interviewed by one of their licensed physicians on staff. And after that, the package arrives to your front door in a matter of days in a discreet box. And nobody's all in your business. No more taking trips to the doctor's office. No more waiting in long pharmacy lines. No more having people looking all over your back and feeling awkward about collecting your medicine from the counter. You don't have to go through any of that. It's all done online. All right. So what's stopping you from elevating your game? I'm seriously curious about why you don't want to do this. This is made in the USA. It's prepared and shipped, again, directly to your door, discreet package. The sign-up process is super easy and super quick. What's stopping you? Nothing, right? Because if you got $5 right now, $5 to take care of the shipping and the handling, I'm going to hook you up with a free month supply of Blue Chew. You heard it right. All you have to do is go to BlueChew.com, use the promo code DIYS, and you'll get a free month of Blue Chew. All you have to do is pay $5 for shipping. You heard that. $5, Buster. So do it now. Don't wait. See what we've been talking about for years. Go back and look at our catalog. Blue Chew ain't nothing new for us. We've been rocking and repping it for years. And I'm still a member, okay? Still got my membership. Still got my subscription. Because that's how much I rock with Blue Chew. It's not a game. It's not a joke. Elevate yourself. You know what I'm talking about? Holla.
Damn.
Well, we got some things on the docket, man. Let's look at one of these stories. What's this? This one was crazy. All right, so for those that don't know, I think this was a couple years ago.
There was a guy, a model, who went to a Balenciaga fashion show, right? And this guy came up missing. Nobody knows what happened to him. Nobody saw him afterwards. And then there was this mannequin or wax figure of him, looks just like him, and nobody had seen him since. And they were like, this is the guy. They think that he
Oh, he was missing before this.
Before they made the figure, yes. But he became missing after going to the Balenciaga fashion show. And supposedly nobody's seen him since.
What?
Yes.
They turned him in into a pair of boots.
No, they turned him into a window unit. So that person in the seat is not an actual person. Supposedly, that's supposed to be like a wax figure, but people are saying that they killed him and embalmed him or stuffed him like a goddamn...
They taxidermied him.
Yeah.
Wow.
So
that's different.
Yeah. What the hell?
It kind of looked like a wax model of Travis Scott.
You know how they be kind of fucking it up?
Yeah, like how it be kind of not that great.
Yeah. Or Pusha T or something.
Maybe that's what they're selling it is. They're selling it, but it's actually him. But yeah, this is some crazy shit, man. They talking about like how detailed it is. Even he was like, yo,
look at the veins in the back of his hand.
Are we sure it's a mannequin?
That's a mannequin, bro. Look at the way his hair is. Like, the way his hair is hanging, like, it wouldn't do that if it was a real person, unless, you know, they dipped him in some wax or some shit like that. I don't know, bro, but, like...
I thought you were going to say he went missing after this, and this was the last time he was seen alive.
Yes.
That's crazy. So...
Yeah, I think that is what he went to the village.
Yeah, and he was missing.
That's what I'm saying. This was him turning up. I'm saying, like... If he was last seen like this and then he went missing.
No, if they had made the mannequin and whatever he had on last, that would have been crazy as hell. They just put the same clothes back on him.
What's going on with Balenciaga? They're just doing a lot of weird shit.
Bro, I've said it before. I feel like they are the supreme of the high-end fashion world. They just be doing whatever. Did you see the latest bracelet they have? The new Balenciaga?
Duct tape or
the duct tape? Yeah.
Maybe this like a new line they coming out with, like skinwalking. Like you
okay. You missing?
You just put fam on and be him.
Like. Missing? I mean, if they have nothing to do with his disappearance, making a mannequin of a missing person is still insanely weird. And that's that's like best case scenario right here. Cause that's like it's clearly a mannequin of him, right? Yeah. Like that's not debatable, right?
They like we'll never get this jawline again. Let's just make it.
Was he a Balenciaga model before he went missing?
Well, you know, I don't know, but you know, models they hop from brand to brand for the most part, unless they have like a deal. I mean, some brands have clauses where you can't model for like when they did a competitors for 6 months to a year, depending on how long that campaign is going to run or how long that clothing product that they're wearing is going to be running, but...
Why is he sitting down?
So,
I've never seen that.
Christopher G. Missing Balenciaga model conspiracy
plan. Is that
a model for Balenciaga?
But that's what I'm saying. Like, we don't know if he, like... I don't know how modeling works, like, if they're signed to that brand and only that brand, or they, like, freelance for that shoot. But I would imagine they have clauses the same way. Like, when I do Spectrum, I can't do, like... After I do Spectrum, I can't go do like anything else. I can't do Verizon or Fios or no shit like that.
So why is he sitting down though? I've never seen a mannequin sitting down.
Nah.
And they're saying even the wax figures can't get it right. But why does it look exactly like him? Like there's so much detail. So some people think that's him, but like petrified.
Are there working conspiracy? I know there was like a TikTok we couldn't hear, but is there like a article or some type of written conspiracy about this?
Can we ask about those sleeves on the...
How he had short sleeves that were coming out of long sleeves.
He got a long sleeve, short sleeve shirt on.
So you can do this if you get cold.
Yeah. Like,
what does it say, Facebook? Facebook and Instagram are having a field day speculating on whether model Christopher G is alive. In a viral TikTok video, a Paris native claimed the youngster was morphed into a... What's that say? Life-like Balenciaga model. The platform user could not believe that the mannequin looked incredibly similar to the model who was missing in 2020.
4 years ago.
I read that slow because the font is really small.
And I'm like, let me see your glass.
I read that shit. I read that shit like Shaq, like I was falling in the bouncing ball.
Man.
Let me see. After the video gained more traction online, what does that say?
Can you make it bigger? It says
what's that?
Netizens.
Netizens began working whether... Up a little bit. Began wondering whether the controversial fashion house managed to make such a realistic figure of the missing model. Meanwhile, the model in question also took to his Instagram to share follows that he is alive and well.
Oh.
All right. Yeah. So, but... So, people don't believe that was him. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, I noticed that it said that they're basically saying that Balenciaga made him into a figurine. And that's the conspiracy going on right now.
Yeah,
so,
the actual him.
Yeah, the real him. Yeah. They, like, stretched his skin over whatever that is.
Yeah, that would... That's murder. Yeah, well, why would you do that?
You just, like, slit him down the back.
Why
the hell
would
you? Oh,
like a car
dummy? Like the crash test dummy? Like, I don't know.
The crazy thing is I'm on Instagram right now, and the picture of him in the pink, they have this picture, and they tagged the other model, but they didn't tag him.
That's creepy.
And say, and people ask, like, why was his tag removed? Is Chris still missing? He's dead. Google it. Jesus.
So, yeah, either he's dead or he's missing, but why is he on his Instagram story? That means
the internet be going crazy.
They do.
He dead.
Live
like,
with
just,
it.
Lag,
just... And he's on his Instagram like, no, I'm not dead. And they're like,
I'm alive.
Nah, you
I'm
dead.
Here. Nah, you dead, fam.
Nah,
shut
you
up.
Dead.
It's Instagram, and I'm not seeing it right now. Let's see. Chris.
They like, shut your dead ass up.
Are there, like, police reports or articles? Because that should all be there. I like
right, like nothing.
Conspiracists will just go over all that and be like, nah, this is what I believe. You'd be like, are there any police reports? Nah, but he did, though.
Yeah, this is what, this is what I think.
He just went live.
Yeah, nah. I don't see his internet. I mean, his Instagram.
Really, the stuff you see about him is old. It's like 2020. Like, you don't see new stuff, right?
Yeah.
It says, meanwhile, the model in question took to Instagram to assure followers he's alive and well.
But I don't find his Instagram.
You put in Christopher G?
Mm-hmm. And then I type in model, too.
Billions of those.
Right, exactly.
Okay, I love how this article turned into detectives.
But, like, all the pictures
and
all the stuff.
We really tried to solve this crap.
It's old, and also there are no tags on it. So either he deleted his stuff or somebody deleted it, but...
Is this a newer story?
Nah, well...
2020.
The story is in 2022?
It says he went missing in 2020.
Oh, but the story is in, like, this year? From this year? No. That's a long time ago.
Yeah,
that's four years. Ain't nobody seen this man.
That's like
other than that mannequin.
What? That's some Star Wars shit.
Man. If you his family, do you ask for the mannequin?
Damn, pop it up in the. Like, sitting in the that's I mean, crazy.
And if that you is, that's yeah.
I mean, how much do you like modeling? You could model forever. You could model for eternity.
Damn.
But you just gotta have the same
thing.
That's like
buddy,
a Twilight
bro.
Zone episode.
Nah, for real.
Where you get signed to Balenciaga and they're like, we'll sign you to a lifetime deal, not knowing that they finna turn you
right.
into.
That's actually really scary. If this isn't like a premise for something, I hope that this is inspiration too, because that would be a fire movie.
Yeah, exactly, right?
And just everybody who went missing just ended up as a mannequin. Uh-oh, now he's trying to capitalize. He said, full story time coming soon. Oh, they said he never went missing? Oh, that's his at right there. Chris Tyler, go up. Chris with two S's underscore Tyler.
Okay.
Where the hell did G come from?
So Chris,
where's
you say Chris? What is it?
Chriss underscore Tyler.
Underscore Tyler. Let me see.
You want to tell me that this mannequin has been sitting in a fucking Balenciaga store, in front of the same window at the same exact spot, wearing the same exact clothes for 3 years straight? Who said that? Yeah.
What article did he read?
Considering that mannequins are usually just white things with no face and features.
Okay, so what I found right now is nothing. Like, this one that says account is private, and it says fashion and model, but it doesn't have any pictures and it's private. So, I don't know, bro.
Request to follow, see if you...
They said this is obviously a fake account, They the clerk did something with him, a model for a huge brand like this, and I have more followers than him. Now all of a sudden he's using social media after 2 years, definitely missing. Can't wait till Holly Weird is exposed. Okay, she kind of put herself in a box.
He's one of those guys.
Right. But at the same time, it's like
that is
true. Like you would definitely have to do a little bit more than just go live real quick. Like you didn't go to the police.
Bro, this is interesting. To say the least.
Hyper realistic. Okay, I guess this is their debut of hype. No, they said they went viral in 2019.
Yeah.
Hyper realistic mannequins. Oh, so okay, so they've been doing this, but then one of them went missing, and they were like, oh, shit. That's not a good look for us.
Oh, my God.
I don't know what to do with that, man. Like,
that's creepy. But, I mean, you know, Balenciaga be trolling, so this could be... This could be some like viral thing, especially if nobody's like pulling up paperwork.
But I mean, after all of this time, no, like if you type it in, no new statements come out about them. So,
yeah, the expression they chose was pretty creepy too. Like they,
yeah, like why
he couldn't be smiling, he couldn't be. I mean, I guess it is a model pose. That's like the Zoolander face.
I didn't know what that. I thought that was Castaneda at first. Then
I thought it was a real person that was just acting weird because it was modeling in high fashion.
Travis Scott. I was like, okay.
Oh,
like, we couldn't get Travis Scott, so we're going to make this mannequin look like him. Put these moves.
Damn.
These
all right, what else we got on the docket, Cam? What else we got? Man, that's crazy as hell. All right.
Oh, this is great.
A fat feline in Moses Lake was mistook for a cougar last year. It just happened to another cat in California.
Wow.
So, what is this? They're thinking that. This is in San Francisco. Another laughable situation of mistaken identity involving a cat that was mistook for a mountain lion has happened elsewhere in the U.S. This time in San Francisco, California. This comes after a fat cat eating a rat. And Moses Lake was initially thought to be a mountain lion, prompting a lockdown at a nearby school in Moses Lake. According to Fox 11 in Los Angeles this week, a recent post on social media from the South San Francisco Police Department highlighted an image captured by a local's Ring camera reportedly depicting a mountain lion walking along a fence line. After receiving reports of a sighting, law enforcement conducted an extensive search of the specified region on March 26th, but failed to find any evidence of a mountain lion, according to the statements. Even though the mountain lion remained unseen, the South San Francisco Police Department emphasized their ongoing efforts to warn the community about the possibility presence of these large predators in the vicinity. So, in short, they thought that this was a mountain lion. It would actually was just a fat-ass cat.
Can we be more embarrassing? Like, Jesus Christ. First of all, why are our cats that fat? Number two, why are our school officials that dumb?
Here's the thing. You'd rather be wrong in this type of situation than assume it's a cat and don't issue this thing and then a kid gets mauled to death by a fucking mountain lion.
Do cougars come that small?
Percentage like a baby cougar? Of people I mean, in Moses on meth.
Definitely,
it's got to be the only
you answer. Idiot. Your kid missed school because of a fat cat,
right?
Hey,
they done called out of school. The little thing going across the bottom of the screen: do not go to school today. There's a cougar in Circle Drive.
But it's doing cat shit. It's like crawling on fences. That shit was batting fucking keys. It's doing a bunch of cat shit. That's crazy.
Yeah, man.
Mistaken for a cougar. That cat don't look nothing like a cougar. It looked like somebody's loose cat. Now I'd be more scared of that than
right.
That cat.
Well, see, that's the mountain lion, but it looks like it's the same pattern as some house cat. So that right there. So I mean,
but that's a cat.
That's a mountain lion, ain't it?
No, that's another fat cat.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, well, yeah, see, yeah.
That ain't the that's yeah. That's a cat. Yeah.
Oh,
Buddy looked like he at the crib watching the game.
Easy. Hard body, chilling. Feet cocked open, bow legged.
Whoever made that decision probably didn't want to be at school that day.
Yeah.
So he was probably just like, that's probably a cougar.
Like, I can see mistaking this guy for something. You know what I'm saying? Like, just sitting there like that.
Yeah,
like, even still, like, that's a cat.
Like, it's very clearly.
I'm not stupid.
Hey, anyway, you know can we pull up a picture of a cougar real quick?
Jeez,
because I just want to see, because this had to be the first thing they did was like, let me see what a cougar looked like. Okay. Are you serious?
Yeah.
Cougars man, are real nah. sleek and smooth looking.
Yeah. Like, man, hell no. Nah.
Clear coat.
Yeah. Nah. This,
absolutely. That, not.
The ears are different though. And everything obviously is. The size is different, but
they got the hump.
But wait, are a cougar and mountain lions the same?
Mm-hmm.
They
it's
are
a type of mountain lion, ain't it?
Okay. Yeah. No, but they don't all look the same though, right? Because I feel like the mountain lions
ain't it the exact same thing, just different names.
I thought the mountain lions could have stripes and stuff like that. Oh shit! Well, guess not. Well, yeah, they're going one right there. That mountain lion has the kid, the baby mountain lion right there.
Ain't
yeah,
those three like, things just interchangeable terms?
Yeah. Are they really?
Mm-hmm.
Are they?
I thought the puma was for sure different from the rest of the two. Cause I thought one of them had like the ears that got more hair.
Yeah, it's the same photo.
It might be like where they're found in the U.S. So like, uh-huh.
You could well, there's a little difference in the faces you could tell, like slightly.
Yeah, the nose looks more elongated than
like the mountain lion looked more lion-ish than this.
That's crazy. I did not know that there's three. It can't be three interchangeable words.
Yeah,
mountain lion, puma, like, cougar. This cat is known.
The same cat.
Yeah.
Wow.
Also known as a cougar, a puma, and a panther, and a catamount. I never heard that last one, but
okay, we learned some thing. Shit today.
That's different. I did not know that.
Yeah, the same shit. And none of them niggas look like that damn cat. That cat looked like a badass cat on a fence.
He looked like he got three kids working the post office.
Wait, can you go back to the other picture of the fat cat?
Got a welder job.
Right. Bro, are you kidding me? It's a fat ass cat. It's
right.
Just, that's not even like an abnormally big cat. It's just a big cat.
But I don't know. We don't know the scale of it, though. Like,
you see the window.
It's on top of the fence.
Yeah.
If that was a real, like, mountain lion or something, it would be like that. His back would be reaching the gutters, I feel like. You know what I'm saying?
Maybe. I can see that.
They didn't want to go to school that
day. Yeah. Somebody was like, how can I not go
so
to work today?
Plus,
but also, I mean, it's not, I mean, I don't know the frequency that the mountain lions come down, but I know, like, in our area, like, I've seen coyotes in our complex, on our complex grounds. Mm-hmm. Like, they be coming down. Like, coyotes, and they'll get fucked.
Like, inside the complex?
Well, not inside the gate, but, like, on the exterior. Yeah. But actually, once inside the gate, actually, yeah.
Did you and peep I don't, that subtle flex?
What? Oh, his compound? But,
yeah. And oh, the wait, mountain lions guys, come. Listen. Like, you got to live somewhere.
You got to live in the mountains. Yeah.
And expensive.
Got to be at least where, a mountain.
Like, I get pit bulls around my house. I ain't seen no mountain lion. I get a stray cat, but it damn sure ain't no mountain lion. It's just my neighbor's cat that they
man,
can't find.
Listen, guys, listen. I had to make sure the family was safe, man.
This nigga got acres.
You pay to make sure the family is safe. That's all it is. That's all it was.
I hate how clearly that's a cat, though. Yeah. Fucking insane. Mm-hmm. Damn.
Okay, all right.
Did you guys see the, there was a news reporter where a huge animal walked past and she's like, oh, I got a dog right here. And they were like, get back in the van. They thought it was like a mountain lion. Uh-huh. And he's just like, it just like casually walked past and like, oh, she just like mentioned it real quick. And they were like, we're just getting reports that was not a dog.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. can you type in news reporter or mountain lion walks past news reporter?
Oh, shit. It was a mountain lion, not a, she thought a mountain lion was a dog?
Yeah. So that's the only time I'm like, okay, maybe you can, get them confused.
Yeah, a dog maybe, but a cat?
Oh, yeah, that's probably.
Like, the biggest cat I've seen is like that South African house cat.
Here
you ever seen that? The tall cat? It looked like it's about this big. It's like, look like a little greyhound.
No, I've never seen that.
Oh, now I had a boss one time that had one of those.
You can own those?
Yeah, no, I don't think so. It don't look like. I mean, I don't think you should be able to own a 4-foot cat. Like,
right?
It's like, you know,
it's gonna shut down a school nearby.
Right. This cat stand up on his hind legs. It's real height. Like, nah. I don't want that in my house.
I mean, to our live shot.
See, look, this thing.
Oh,
is
yeah, that ain't no damn dog.
I'm not sure.
Look, and she's just like,
anyway, there's some sort of people below me.
Hey, that's crazy, bro.
Bro, you could tell by the ears there were no dogs. What's supposed to be a road?
She just went, kept going.
She kept going,
and they were like,
but other than that,
right? He walked all off into the terrain.
The way he disappeared was so mountain lion.
That ain't no dog type. That ain't even dog type stuff.
She wow for that, bro.
I just love when it cut to the other people. They were just like, yeah, you need to get the fuck out of there.
You know what's crazy? Coyotes are they're significantly smaller than mountain lions sometimes, but they typically only will attack in packs. They're pack hunters. But I feel like cougars and shit, like they're like, they don't give a fuck. They'll just go for it. So it's weird that he didn't even go for it right there. Maybe because it was multiple people
usually a cougar will surprise attack you. So they'll wait until they're behind
you. He was waiting to get behind him.
So the fact that that one was just walking up to him probably meant that it was never going to attack.
Yeah, it probably wasn't going to. Or it was going into position to attack because this dumb human.
Oh,
because
he
right
went
here.
Back. Yeah. And then he's like, all right, now
he
I'm
went
ready.
Behind the grass. He's like, all right, here we go.
He's like, oh, this is the chillest mountain lion ever. He's like, I'll be back for you.
He's walking like he just ate, though. He's walking like he just left go to ground. I was like, I just ate three white bitches. I don't need
another one.
That's crazy.
Hey.
Look at the tail. It's like so obviously not an animal you should be around.
Yeah, if that was one of us, we'd have definitely been like, hey, man.
Throw that camera at this motherfucker, man. Don't just stand there. Keep it rolling, but throw the camera.
Ain't nobody breathe no good.
And the fact that it shows the path right next to her as opposed to the huge road on the other side is just like, let me scare this bitch real quick.
That's kind of scary.
He like, soon as these lights go out.
Let's do one more before we get on out of here, man.
As soon as they turn this boom mic off.
This boom mic. This bitch. I don't want nobody to hear me.
First monkey-human embryos reignite debate over hybrid animals.
Monkey-human?
See?
Birth of the first chimeric monkey that survived for 10 days. That's the thing. They be doing all of this splicing and shit, and then these things only been lasting like a week and a half.
Yeah, I mean, the first ones, I guess.
Let me make that.
No, they usually kill them after as well.
Oh, they do it.
Yeah.
So why do they say survive
for
10
days? So
what's
the point?
So it depends on the situation. Sometimes they only live for a few days, and other times they'll like euthanize the animal post a certain amount of time.
How come?
I don't exactly know.
Like for cruelty reasons, or
killing niggas ain't kind of cruel.
Part of it could be like if it develops a disease that's particular to this animal and it spreads, then it could be a disease that we don't know how to fight. Oh, so there's dangers with that.
Okay, make it a little bigger for me, Carol.
This is
like
how Planet of the Apes started, right here.
I don't get why.
All right, you say chimera. The Chimera Greek mythology had the head of the lion and the body of a goat and the tail of a snake. Nowadays, scientists create real chimeras by combining cells from different species to develop better laboratory models for studying disease and to grow organs for transplant. In a recent study published in Cell, scientists created a chimera monkey composed of cells from two different types of monkeys. The result was achieved by injecting embryo stem cells from one monkey's embryo into another's embryo. ESCs are the earliest stage of any cell before development into a specific type. These modified embryos were then transferred into a surrogate female monkey, resulting in the birth of a monkey with two sets of DNA.
What?
Wow. Okay. This work was the first successful report of generating chimeric monkeys using ESCs. The team carefully optimized the experimental conditions by adjusting nutrients in the liquid that helps grow ESCs. They tagged the ESCs with green fluorescence to distinguish within cells came from which monkey. As a result, they were able to integrate up to 20 fluorescence ESCs into the embryos. Okay, all right. So they marked the ESCs with different ink so it would show up on probably like a black light or something, but they were able to tell which is which.
He says it had to be euthanized after 10 days because it was dying. What?
Only one chimeric monkey was born, and it had to be euthanized after 10 days because it was dying. Nonetheless, the postmortem examination revealed that the donor ESC significantly contributed 80 to 92% to crucial organs such as brains, lungs, heart, and adrenal gland?
Adrenal.
Adrenal gland.
Adrenal gland.
So
excuse me.
Kidneys and such.
Ah, okay, okay. Make an experiment a success. So they found out they can do it. They can splice together multiple species of monkeys and, well, species of animals in general. Why are we doing
human.
This?
I thought it was a human and a monkey.
Why are we doing? I mean, I saw them say like it was for, you know, disease and stuff like that. But I mean, if we're gonna do something, let's do it for the bats that created COVID.
That's what that came from.
Oh, really?
So that came from labs. So labs will test diseases to be like, okay, there could be a pandemic coming. Let's make a virus and test it on this animal and see if we can get antibodies from it and then synthesize a vaccine from it. So in case this ever happened, we would have a vaccine ready. That's a lot of times what they're prepping for. And supposedly, that's what was happening at the lab in Wuhan, was they were testing that and the virus got out. Because there's viruses that we've created all over the world that we test and then try to create vaccines for.
Okay. Well.
In hopes of preventing a pandemic like that.
But so I thought this was supposed to be a monkey and human hybrid. They were saying two monkeys.
Yeah, that's
is it the same story?
Monkey humor.
This may be two separate articles, but I think this one relates to that. So it looks like then, okay, so take all this information, and instead of it being two monkeys, have it be a monkey and a human. So they took human DNA, and they spliced that with a monkey's DNA.
And it survived for how long? Same?
It says here 19 days.
Jeez.
Some people just clock into work and just do that, like play God. That's crazy. That's
your job.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Every day. Just
that's human Legos, okay. Nigga.
Wolf and caterpillar.
They also do it for like practicing on like how to figure out how to like grow organs. So instead of like taking organs from someone who's deceased, they could grow their own essentially from stem cells and that. So it comes from a lot of like that kind of
I'm okay
research.
With that.
They're trying to like cure diseases.
I understand the means to it, and but it's still like.
Why?
That's creepy, bro.
So let's make a disease we might have one day.
Yeah. But I mean, like, honestly, that's most of medicine, though. That's why they call it practice because there's no definite. Like, every disease may affect every person a little bit different. So you hope that this is going to work based on, like, you know, past experiences with previous patients. But everything is a fucking gamble when it comes to medicine and law. Because law changes, like, yearly as well, too. Like, with technology changing, you have to establish new laws. So
somebody
all this shit is a practice.
Somebody going to destroy the whole world trying to make dandruff shampoo. we all dead because you didn't want flakes no more.
The apocalypse.
The apocalypse is all because he didn't want to be bald.
Head and shoulders, ass nigga. But listen, before we get out of here, man, won't you let them know where they can find you, Kevin, and what you got coming up, anything like that, so they can look out for you.
April 13th, next weekend, I'll be in Chicago. I don't know how this airs or what it is, but if
it might be
not necessary.
It might have already
passed. Yeah. But yeah, I'll be in Chicago. You can always catch me on Instagram at DamnFoolIsFunny or any other social media platforms. It's all at DamnFoolIsFunny. Very easy to remember. And I'm out here, man. I'm just, you know, traveling back on the road. You can see all of that stuff on my Instagram page, like dates and stuff where I'll be. And that's pretty much it. And raising these kids.
Raising these kids.
Raising these kids.
Grown kids, too.
Man, they grow to sell and still get on my nerves.
How old is your oldest?
My oldest is 26.
Oh, wow.
Then 18 and 13.
Wow.
Yeah.
You a real dad, bro.
Yeah, man. And people think that as when your kids get older, like you don't have to take care of them no more. It just asks for different stuff.
Bro.
Like I went from buying Jordans to like giving money on a fucking mortgage. Listen, like, whoa. Like,
I was so excited for my daughter to get a job, and then I realized she doesn't drive. So unless we're willing to pay $40 for her to go both ways, then we got to get up and stop whatever we're doing at that moment and take her to work.
Damn.
And so now it's more of an inconvenience. Now I wish she was back at the house.
But oh, my God. Yeah.
It's just always wild. Something. But anyway, thank you guys so much for watching Scary Sky More Mob. We Watch Gang. We appreciate y'all so much. If you're watching this or listening to this on Thursday, thank you so much for tapping in and tuning in. We appreciate you. As always, I'm to hear more.
Patrick Cloud.
We'll see you next time on another episode of Damn Internet. You scary.
Damn fool.